National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, welcome to Talented People. It's 3 o'clock, 3:01 actually already on May 11th. I can't believe how gorgeous it is outside today here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. I'm going to hope that our weather forecast keeps it like that, but let's just see. If you happen to be in the central New Jersey area, tonight isolated showers between 9 and 10 p.m., partly cloudy with a low about 52, mostly sunny all day on Thursday with a high of 75, slight chance of showers between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. on Thursday night, patchy drizzle with a slight chance of showers after 3 a.m., mostly calm with a low about 53. Friday, patchy drizzle again before 9 a.m., then a chance of showers after 9 a.m. and noon, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm afternoon, patchy fog in the afternoon, about 72 degrees, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 9 p.m. on Friday night, then a slight chance of showers between 9 and 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low of 53, a slight chance of showers again at after 9 a.m. on Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 69, then showers before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 44, sunny all day on Sunday. Looks like it's going to be a great day. 61 is the high and 43 is the low, partly cloudy, and then mostly sunny again with a high of 64 on Monday. And we're going to go to our quick break here on Talented People. Again, it's already 3:02 in the afternoon on May 11th. And when you get back, stay with us. We're going to interview and have a conversation with a Hunterdon Central Regional High School senior. Her name is Emily Rugg, and she's putting together the New Jersey Women Leaders of Tomorrow group. And they have an event coming up on the 25th of May that we want you to hang in there and listen to. So if you're out there, thanks for listening in. And stand by. We'll be right back after the break.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. It's about 3:04 on May 11th, 2016, and I have a privileged guest today. I'm very excited to have her. We're the ones privileged to be listening to her. Her name is Emily Rugg, and she's a senior at Hunterdon Central Regional High School, and she's been very proactive, and they're actually having an event coming up on May 25th, and she's going to tell us about herself and her group, which is New Jersey Women Leaders of Tomorrow. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Hi, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We're so glad to have you here. All right, so first, tell us a little bit about yourself and Hunterdon Central High School and what you're doing.
Yeah, so I'm currently a senior in high school, and I've always been very interested in politics and government, and I've kind of focused my idea on, you know, making a difference in the world. I think that it's really important to be involved in community service. Just like that type of community outreach is so important, and that's how people make changes in the world. And so that's kind of what inspired me and the other girls in the group as well to do this sort of, to create this organization.
So before you tell us about the girls, tell us about the organization too. What exactly are you doing?
Yeah, so basically the organization is NJ Women Leaders of Tomorrow, and we're kind of trying to encourage and inspire young girls particularly to get involved with the community and try to pursue positions of leadership, because there's... The thing is, there's no denying that there are more female leaders in the world today than there have ever been. However, the numbers are still kind of disproportionate, and when you compare like females to males in positions of leadership, and a lot of this is just the way that society has kind of just the way that society has created things, and we just kind of want to, you know, encourage young women to kind of break this down and break down the gender stereotypes and, you know, pursue the leadership positions.
Absolutely. And what about you? Like, how long have you been involved with this group? When did you guys form it?
So this is actually a very new group. We started working on it the past summer. And then up until probably we started getting a little bit more together in the winter. And that's when we started reaching out to different people to speak on our panel discussion and all of that. The organization kind of started with the idea of just going for the conference, like the Women in Leadership Conference. The event that we're hosting is the main thing that we're doing right now. We're going to kind of see with how people, if people enjoy the event and what they take away from it, and kind of use that to further the organization. Mm-hmm. So we've been working on this for quite a long time, and we've been able to bring a lot of really good local organizations and different really amazing women who are in these incredible positions of leadership who are going to come and speak at the event, and it's just going to be a really great, really great event.
First, tell everybody out there, when is it? It's on May 25th. Where is it, and what time is it?
Yeah, so the event is on May 25th. It's a Wednesday night. It's in the Hunterdon County Route 12 Complex, Building 1, and that's right next to the Hunterdon County Library. The doors will open at 6 o'clock that night, and the event itself will start at around 6:30. To start off, we're going to be having our keynote speaker give a little address, and our keynote speaker is the former governor of New Jersey, Christine Todd Whitman. We're very, very excited to be having her come. And then after that, we're going to have a panel discussion, which will go until about 7:30. And we have some other really amazing panelists coming out to support the whole cause and to speak for us. And then after that, we're going to have a networking session for about an hour from 7:30 to 8:30 to just finish up the night. And it'll give participants a chance to kind of talk one-on-one with the panelists and the organizations that are going to be represented.
What kind of organizations are you talking about?
We're just having different organizations that kind of promote women empowerment and women getting into positions of leadership. We have Girls on the Run, which is a
good.
Great
they're
organization.
Great.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're great.
Yeah.
They focus on, you know, the younger girls, which mm-hmm. is so important for what we're trying to do. And then we also have another organization, just an example, is BW Nice is coming. I don't know if you've heard of them. They
of course.
Do wonderful things as well.
Yep.
And we're currently trying to get some more people to come. We have just different types of organizations like that.
No, they're perfect. What about like, is it closed? Is it just for women or is there a charge to come?
Yeah. So the event is completely free. Mm-hmm. There'll be refreshments. It's just going to be a really great thing. Anybody is welcome to come. One of the things is, you know, it has women in the title. It's mm-hmm. a little bit scary. We do have a very a large amount of women that have RSVP'd, mm-hmm. but we are really highly encouraging men to come as well because, you know, there's been so many studies and research that has found that one of the best ways to get young women to, you know, pursue these academic and career achievements and positions of leadership is for their, you know, male family to encourage them, their brothers, fathers, grandfathers, uncles, all of that, to kind of help them and, you know, encourage them to do this.
That's so great.
Yeah. So if anybody comes, we're encouraging men to come as well. Mm-hmm. Young girls, everybody's welcome.
That's great. It's kind of funny. The Hunterdon Chamber had their Women's Leadership Summit just a couple weeks ago back in April. We were promoting it. We had all the ladies, you know, including Michelle Sikirka on, mm-hmm. who's the president and CEO of the New Jersey Business Industry Association. And it was kind of nice because there were men that mm-hmm. were at the event. And, you know, you got to give them a little bit of a applaud there because
yeah.
it's nice to see them supporting the women. Mm-hmm. And I do agree with you. It starts with your family.
Yep.
And it is, you've got a lot to do, but you're young.
Yeah.
So you're a senior at Hunterdon Central.
Yes.
And tell us about the other girls that have coordinated this with you. How many are on your committee?
Yeah. So the group is just primarily us four. We've gotten a lot of other people who have offered to help, but the four of us, including myself, is Casey Gantner, who is also a senior in high school, Ashley Finkelstein, another senior, and Rachel Griffin, who is a junior. And I mean, all four of us, we've had classes together, we're all friends, and we've done, you know, everybody, all of us are very involved in the community. And this is such an important topic for all of us, and it just kind of has brought us together to make something this great happen.
So. It's amazing. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
What's it like to be putting on an event like this? And tell us how you got a little help, because you have some very impressive women leaders and, you know, headliners. I mean, really, congratulations on the former governor, Christine Todd Whitman.
Yes.
Big fan of hers. And so she's going to be there keynoting. And then you've got Mayor Janice Kovach again, Michelle Gill. She's the founder of Color It Forward. Elise Hunt from Lieutenant Colonel USA. Is that right?
Yeah.
I want to know a little bit about these people. Tell us a little bit about each one and why you guys felt that there were to be leaders in your event.
Yeah. So first of all, we do owe a lot of putting this together to Mary Melfi. She's Hunterdon County Clerk. She's done so much for us. She's really helped to bring people in and get people to come to this and make this event how it is. So just to kind of talk a little bit about everybody, we'll start with like Janie LaVecchia. She's the New Jersey Supreme Court Justice. She's been Supreme Court Justice since 2000. She's done so many great things as well. She's been the NJ Commissioner of Banking and Insurance, Director and Chief Administrative Law Judge, and she just had such a good impact and is a really great representation of what we're doing. Then we also have Hunterdon County Freeholder Director Susan Legay coming. And she, in addition to being like the director of the Board of Chosen Freeholders, she is also the president and CEO of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the business effectiveness coach for S. Legay and Company. Then we also have Lieutenant Colonel Elise Hunt of the USA coming. And in addition to being Lieutenant Colonel, she is also a professor of military science for the Fordham Army ROTC program. And she as well, you know, there's a huge list of all the different things that they do. And then Michelle Gill, founder and executive director of Color It Forward. And Color It Forward is another just really great nonprofit organization. And they just kind of promote economic independence of women and kind of help them land on their feet after different transitional periods in their lives. And that's a really good organization. And then the last one that we have is the Clinton mayor, Janice Kovach. And it's amazing that she's coming. She has done so much to promote like women empowerment as well. She's been involved in so many different organizations, just local organizations that have done so much for the cause as well. So.
Yeah, we love her here. She's been on the show many times. She's in the middle of writing her book right now.
Yeah.
your seat at the table. We're going to go to our first break. This is Talented People. It's May 11th. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I'm having a conversation with Emily Rugg. She's a senior at Hunterdon Central Regional High School, and she and three of her other colleagues have been putting together an event, New Jersey Women's Leaders of Tomorrow. And can you, real quick, before we go to the break, Emily, tell anyone who wants to register, you said again, there's no cost, and the refreshments will be served on May 25th at 6 o'clock over at the Hunterdon County Complex building. Where would they register or send an email?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we do have a limited amount of space, so we do need RSVPs. Our email itself is a little bit lengthy, so if you want to go to check out our website, it's njwomenleaders.com. You can go on there, scroll down all the way to the bottom, and the email's listed there. Just shoot us an email, give us your name. We're going to have name tags at the event, so we need to know if the people coming are over 18 or not. It's easy to RSVP. But.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're really doing really well filling
yes.
the room up, right?
Yes,
so if you're out there,
well.
You better hurry up and get to that website and then let them know they're coming. We're going to go to our quick break. We'll be right back. Talented People, thanks for listening in.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I am so happy to have a guest in studio today that's inspiring. She's a lovely lady. Her name is Emily Rugg, and she's a student at Hunterdon Central Regional High School, getting ready to graduate in just a month or so, right?
Yep.
Wow. And she and a couple of her colleagues, there are three other ones from Central who've been working to put together a group, New Jersey Women Leaders of Tomorrow. And you are so young to be taking on such an initiative and to have such a, you know, a full room packed with some major headliners coming up on May 25th over at the Hunterdon County Complex building starting at 6 p.m. So let's review again a little bit about it. Tell us about, you said you got a lot of help from Mary Melfi over at the mm-hmm. Hunterdon County offices. And so your headliner, your keynote speaker is the former governor. How does it feel to have gotten someone who's just so incredibly busy to say, yeah, of course I want to help these young ladies because I want them to bloom and move forward and break the glass ceiling?
Yeah, it truly is really amazing. That just when we started this out, that was one of the first things that we said was that we need to get some really good examples of women in leadership to come and speak at our event, because that is what's going to, you know, not only pull people in, but just have a huge impact on some of the young ladies in the crowd. And Mary Melfi, definitely, we can definitely credit her with getting Christine Todd Whitman to come. And it's really amazing that she did come, and, you know, even all the other panelists that we have coming as well, they're all just such, like what you said, great, like, headliners. You know, mm-hmm. they're pulling people in. And it really is amazing just that, you know, we started this thing out just for high school students, just to see where it goes. And now we're packing the room. We're reaching our limit, and, you know, we've got wonderful people coming, and there are news articles and stuff like that. And it's just really cool.
Yeah. Tell us about that, the news articles and so on. Like, as far as the publicity has been going, you've been getting some good pickup?
Yeah, we've definitely, I know, I believe it was the Hunterdon County Democratic Committee posted a little thing on their website And then I know I've just had, you know, I've been talking about it in my classes and, you know, trying to talk to other kids in school, just trying to get, you know, advertise it a little bit. And some of them are like, oh, yeah, I heard about that. I didn't know you were doing that. You know, my mom, like, shared a Facebook post I made and somebody commented, oh, I heard about that. I saw that being advertised, but I didn't know that was Emily doing that, you know. So it just, it's getting around and it's really cool that it's actually... You know, it's going somewhere. And
it is going somewhere. Yeah, I've seen it on Facebook on Hunterdon County Woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like where Pickup is as well. And that they have a huge support group from the county. So tell us about when you and your three friends that put together the group were thinking about this. Did you have these ladies in mind? Was there a criteria process, or how were they selected?
Basically, for the selection process, we didn't really have any specific criteria. We were just looking for women who obviously were in positions of leadership, but who have had just such a good impact on their community. And obviously, there were tons of women that we could have chose from. There were, you know, so many people that we could have reached out to and so many people that we would have loved to have. And it just kind of, you know, just who responded, you know, who committed to coming. And you know, it's really amazing, but they are.
It is tremendous. I mean, you have an amazing group of women there that are all, you know, so inspiring. What about in the school system as to your promotions, like you were saying when they were saying, oh, I didn't know that was you. Are you going to get a good turnout of people who are young women?
Yes, we've actually, I think we probably have about an equal balance. One of the really nice things that I like to see is we have a lot of people who are RSVPing and saying, and I'm bringing my daughters or something like
that's great.
I'm bringing my granddaughters or something like that, because it is, we kind of touched on it before, how important family is in pushing women to, like, young ladies to pursue positions of leadership and to pursue these types of careers and that sort of thing, and to, like, push themselves. Family is so important. So to see that, you know, people are coming with their moms and grandmothers and fathers and all of that to kind of help them is just really, that's really good as well.
Talk about, excuse me, some of the statistics like you were talking about where family, as far as like family helping, I want to hear more about that. What does it feel like? What are you guys learning in school about this? And also, you had here in your promotional materials, you know, why? Because although women hold 52% of all the professional level jobs, they only account for 14.6 of the executive officers. And this is a big deal, just so you know. I've been talking about this for the last 2.5 months because of the Women's Leadership Forum. These are very true numbers, and you know, you guys are young and you're like being so proactive, and this is a big deal because it is going to create history. You know what I mean? The women who are out here in our world, like you say, the old ladies, you know, we're working to inspire and also, you know, get those young people, but you're taking it from the bottom and moving up and then us also forwarding the mission is important. So tell us more about the statistics and what you guys want to change.
Yeah. So, basically, like I said before, you know, being interested in politics and government, this has always been something that's interested me. And I feel like our society, it doesn't discourage women from pursuing these leadership positions, but it also doesn't do too good of a job as encouraging them to pursue it. And I've kind of noticed this in the disproportion of male to female leaders in our society. And that is represented in that statistic. You know, 52% of women are capable of being leaders, you know, or hold the positions, the professional level jobs, and yet only 14.6 account for the executive officers. And that statistic is, it's present in all different fields. So it's not just a politics thing. It's present in the medical field, in the military, in business. It's everywhere. You just see that. And it's kind of, you know, like what I mentioned earlier was just kind of, women are, we are in such a better place now than we have ever been. And there's no denying that. But there's still that glass ceiling. And that glass ceiling has been pushed higher and higher. And it has been, you know, so many people have been pushed, like putting in all this effort to raise the glass ceiling, but it's still there. And, you know, the only way that we can really break down that glass ceiling is to start with the younger generations. And it's to kind of abolish these gender stereotypes before they enter the minds of young boys and girls. And that's kind of what we're trying to do with this organization. And this event specifically is to get young girls and boys to say, hey, you know, I can be a leader just as much, you know, as anybody else. So just to kind of get them to, you know, pursue that.
Well, no, it's awesome, and I love your enthusiasm. It's, you know, you can see the passion, which is always on Talented People. All of our guests, they have something in common, and it's always that they're very, very passionate about what they're doing. We're talking about an event again. If you want to RSVP to it, you can go to NJWomenLeadersOfTomorrow@gmail.com and send an email. Or what was the website again?
The website is NJWomenLeaders.com.
Okay, and it's on May 25th, mm-hmm. 6 o'clock. Do you want to run again real quickly through the guests that you have as speakers so that we can remind everybody who might have just turned in to listen?
Yeah, sure. So for our keynote speaker, we're very excited to be having the former governor of New Jersey, Christy Todd Whitman. She will also be a part of our panel discussion, and our panel discussion includes, in addition to Christy Whitman, includes Janice Kovac, the mayor of Clinton, Michelle Gill, founder of Color It Forward, Elise Hunt, Lieutenant Colonel of the U.S. Army, Janie LaVecchia, NJ Supreme Court Justice, and Susan Legay, Director of the Hunterdon County Board of Freeholders. And then in addition, we are also, the panel will be moderated by Mary Melfi, the Hunterdon County Clerk, who has helped us put this all together and has done a wonderful job with all of this. So really, we've got a great group of ladies coming out to support this. We also have some other organizations that are coming out as well, like Girls on the Run and BW Nice. Yeah, so it's a great event. Definitely try to come out, but we do need an RSVP because we are filling up very quickly.
And it's only like a week and a half away,
yep,
right?
Yeah, so it's coming up.
Right around the corner. And it's time for our break already. It's 3:26 on May 11th. Hope you're enjoying my conversation. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. And my guest today is Emily Rugg. She's a senior at Hunterdon Central Regional High School. And she and a group of her colleagues in school have a purpose. And they put together a group, New Jersey Women Leaders of Tomorrow. And we're going to find out more about it as soon as we get back from the break. So stay with us through the news and weather.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
About half the people who voted for Democrat Bernie Sanders in the West Virginia primary say they'd vote for Republican Donald Trump in the general election before they'd vote for Hillary Clinton. Sanders defeating the former Secretary of State by double digits in West Virginia. Clinton still favored to win the Democratic nomination. Donald Trump compiles his list of possible running mates.
I would say that I have in mind five different people. I think they're excellent. I'll announce whoever it will be at the convention.
That's Trump speaking on Fox News' The O'Reilly Factor, refusing to say exactly which names are on his short list. Also looking forward to his upcoming meeting with Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, who has yet to formally endorse him.
He's a very good man. He wants what's good for the party, and I think we're going to have very positive results.
Did you
and
say
I'd love, frankly, for him to stay and be chairman.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And this is USA Radio News.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
Well, senators want Facebook to explain how it decides what news is trending. A Senate committee starting an inquiry after reports that a former Facebook employee said the social media giant suppressed conservative news items while inserting other stories into the trending topics list. Facebook denying the allegations. Waiting in long lines at the airport's never fun. A new social media campaign aims to provide an outlet for you to share your frustration with fellow passengers. Traveler Jim Hall expresses emotions shared by millions on a daily basis.
Usually I'm in a hurry when I hit this airport.
they've got someplace to go. I do see people very stressed because they didn't realize that it's beyond the hour sometimes that you'd expect.
A travelers group called Airlines for America introducing the I Hate the Wait campaign, encouraging fed-up flyers to post their frustrations and information on long lines on social media. A spokesperson for one of the airports saying increased flights to more destinations what's causing longer lines and shorter tempers. And Brazilian soccer star Rivaldo telling people because of the increased violence, stay away from the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. This is USA Radio News.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your...
Three communities cleaning up, at least 10 people recovering from injuries after a huge tornado rips through western Kentucky. The storm that swept across the southwest corner of the state yesterday afternoon damaging homes and businesses. Twister's also touching down to the east near Greenfield and farther north in Union County. A Texas man says a dead rodent was found inside his grandson's bottle of Dr. Pepper soda. USA Radio's Tammy Rose reports...
It wasn't until the 20-ounce Dr. Pepper bottle was half empty that anyone noticed what was inside. A rodent, a few inches long with beady eyes and a long tail. John Graves says his 3-year-old grandson, Caden, drank the soda.
You think of rabies, you think of dirty, filthy rodents.
A Dr. Pepper spokesperson says it's virtually impossible for something to get into one of their bottles. Graves reached out to the company for answers, but wasn't happy with their response.
We're going to send you a box with the label, send it back to us, and in 6 to 8 weeks, we'll get a response back to you on what we figure out. I want to get the rat tested, see where it came from, how it got there, and if there's really any, you know, medical concerns that we need to be worried about.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
And Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal wants airlines to stop charging baggage fees for the summer. He sends a letter to 12 major airlines saying that the increased baggage fees are forcing people to bring on more carry-on luggage, which increases wait times at security checkpoints. This is USA Radio News.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. It's already 3:32 on May 11th. I'm having a really interesting conversation with a very talented person. Her name is Emily Rugg, and she's here because they're talking about the group that she's organized and coordinated with a couple of her student colleagues, New Jersey Women Leaders of Tomorrow, and we're talking about an event that's coming up on May 25th. I'm going to give you a little bit of an update on that in just a second, but I wanted to let you know again about the weather if you happen to be in the New Jersey area and you're listening in, Central Jersey particularly. Tonight, isolated showers between 8 and 9, partly cloudy with a low about 52. Mostly sunny all day on Thursday with a high near 75. Slight chance of showers before 2 a.m. on Thursday night, then patchy drizzle with a slight chance of rain showers after 2 a.m., but mostly cloudy otherwise with a low about 53. Patchy drizzle again on Friday before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers between 8 and 11 a.m. with a high about 72, mostly cloudy otherwise throughout the day on Friday. Slight chance of showers on Friday night again before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 53. Saturday, chance of showers after 8 a.m., but partly sunny. It's going to be kind of nice out on Saturday with a high of 69, and then partly cloudy with a low about 44 on Saturday night. Mostly sunny all day on Sunday with a high of 61 and a low 43, and then mostly sunny again on Monday with a high of 64. So we are back in our conversation here, which I'm enjoying so much. I hope you are too, with Emily Rugg. Thanks again for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. And, you know, I want everybody out there to know, you know, if you listen along every week, and, you know, we've done such a long series now, probably more than 6 weeks, of women leaders. And this ties right into it because, you know, we had in some of the greatest that the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce put together, and that was from all across the state of New Jersey. We interviewed them, and they were talking about their insights as leaders. Mm-hmm. So this is a little twist in the story because Emily is a senior at Hunterdon Central Regional High School, and she and a couple of her girlfriends that are dedicated to politics put together a group, New Jersey Women Leaders of Tomorrow, and then you guys have done everything in the coordination of this amazing event that has how many people in total are going to be allowed to be there that night, like 170 or so?
Yeah, we have to, unfortunately, cap it at 180 because of limited space, and we're filling up quickly. I think we probably, at this point, have about 140 RSVPs already.
And you need to know, really, what an accomplishment that is. Mm-hmm. As an event planner person, like, getting 150 people, 180 in a room is one thing, mm-hmm. and you guys are young leaders, women, yeah. which we particularly like, putting on an event, and already it's a success yeah. at this point, even if you close the doors. So, and that's already coming up on May 25th. So what I wanted to ask you a little bit about is this event itself doesn't have any regard for either one of Democrats or Republicans. It's totally neutral. It's just about women, right? So tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's something that I think is really important to stress because, you know, both parties, both the Republican and the Democrat Party, kind of, they both recognize that there is this problem in our society and that it can be a little more difficult for women to reach these leadership positions as their male counterparts. And I think that it's important to realize that this event is not about a particular party. It's not about a particular person. This is just about the cause itself. And, mm-hmm. I mean, we have panelists coming from both parties. We have participants coming from both parties. Those of us that have created this event are from both parties. And it's the cause itself is not related to either party. And furthermore, it's not really necessarily related to politics anyways.
Right.
Although, you know, we do see a lot of women leaders in the form of politics, but you can be a women leader in any field, in the medical field, in the army, and business, anything like that. And we do actually have a pretty good representation of women leaders from different, you know, these different fields.
Industries.
And so it's not necessarily a political thing just because, you know, I like politics and that's what I'm interested in. That's what got me into this. That's not what the event itself is about. It's mm-hmm. for anybody interested in anything affiliated with any party. And in fact, that's actually makes it better. The more diverse the participants, the better it is.
What about, like, when you yourself, you know, you were mentioning on the break that, you know, your political classes in high school had an impact on you, and then also in the classes you can see a small ratio of women in the classrooms. Can you talk about that again? Because it's all making so much sense.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, one of the young girls are so impressionable while they're growing up, and simple things like being in a high school political science class or a government class and seeing how disproportionate the ratio is of how many guys are in the class versus how many girls are in the class. And there's so many less girls, and that just has such an impact on you, not just because of the class itself, but you know, just seeing that.
Can you give us an idea in your class, like how many women were there, like in proportion?
Probably had a class of about 25-ish. I think we had a little bit more than that. I think we had a fairly big class. And honestly, there were probably, I know I sat near 4 girls, so there might have been maybe less than 10, I'd say.
Wow.
And I've had seen even like greater statistics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even mm-hmm. Less women in these types of classes. And, you know, one of the great things about high school is that you're exploring every possible field that you could want to go into. Mm-hmm. So not encouraging women to maybe try a government class or try a politics class, then the chances of them actually going into that field are so much less.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, encouraging them to, you know, try this kind of stuff, then, you know, they might want to pursue it and become a leader of society.
And you would like to be a leader of society, right?
It's definitely one of my goals.
And you should be.
Yeah,
you already are. You know, it's like you could put the flag up now. You already
Thank
are.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And you should be. Absolutely. Like yep. I said, I got emails here talking about how articulate you are.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yeah, no, I love politics. And actually, the political science class that I'm talking about definitely really influenced me. And like what I was kind of saying, being involved with it is so important because, you know, seeing how politics works, how the government works, and being in that class, I immediately became so involved in politics and was really interested in it. That had such a huge impact on me personally. And then, you know, as well, I'm also very involved in the community, and I think that is so important, such an important part.
What other things do you do in the community?
So I do a couple of different organizations with the school. I'm co-president of Habitat for Humanity at our school, which is another really good community organization.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
And then my favorite organization is the Hunter and Outreach Program. I'm not sure if you heard of it. We call it HOPS. And it's just such a great organization. And I've been volunteering there for a couple of years. And I lead the baseball sessions with some of my friends. And it's really, really great organization. And we basically, we kind of play sports almost and teach different sports to kids with special needs, so physical or mental disabilities, and we just help them out and we have a great time. And it's, you know, for an hour and a half, it's one day a week, and it's just such a great organization. And that in itself has just helped me, you know, made me want to reach out to the community even further and on a broader scale.
Perfect. So. Now that's something to be much applauded to you. And I'm glad I asked the question because it's great to learn a little more about you. We're going to take our break real quick. It's 3340 on May 11th. I'm talking with Emily Rugg. She's talking about the upcoming event and the group that they've coordinated, New Jersey Women Leaders of Tomorrow. Can you remind everybody again about how to get in touch, where it is, what time?
Yeah, so the event is May 25th. It's coming up, I think it's actually 2 weeks from today. It's on a Wednesday. The doors will open at 6 o'clock. The event itself starts at 6:30 and runs until 8:30. It is at the Hunterdon County Route 12 Complex, Building 1. It's right next to the Hunterdon County Library. And space is limited, and we're filling up quickly, so we need RSVPs. Just make sure you put your name, the names of all the attendees, and if they're over 18, because we'll have little name tags for everybody that's showing up. And you can access our email if you go to our website, which is njwomenleaders.com. We also do have a Facebook page, which I haven't mentioned. It's just facebook.com/njwomenleaders. You can go on there, read up about the organization. We have the event up there as well. And yep, so good.
That's great. Okay, we're going to go to our break. It's Talented People. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People, 346 on May 11th. Hope you're enjoying some nice weather today. If you're around us, it's absolutely turned gorgeous out, and we have been patiently waiting. It has been way too long of a, you know, spring/winter, like, carryover. But our guest today is Emily Rugg, and she's here representing New Jersey Women Leaders of Tomorrow, a group that they formed over at, I guess I want to say, four of your really good friends and colleagues that put this group together over at Hunterdon Central High School. And you're hosting an event coming up on May 25th. So we want to tell everybody about it again. And again, can you name the headliners and the speakers? Because I know that those are very important names for people out there to hear if they want to register.
Yeah, sure. So the New Jersey Women Leaders of Tomorrow, as an organization, we're putting on a Women in Leadership Conference. It'll be held on May 25th, which is, I believe, exactly 2 weeks away from today. It's on a Wednesday. And the doors will open at 6 o'clock, and the event itself begins at 6:30. And then first we're going to have a keynote speaker, and that is the former governor of New Jersey, Christine Todd Whitman. We're very excited to be having her come to speak. And then after that, we're going to be having a panel discussion. And our panelists not only include Christine Todd Whitman, but they also include Janice Kovac, the mayor of Clinton, Michelle Gill, founder of Color It Forward, Elise Hunt, Lieutenant Colonel of U.S. Army, Janie LaVecchia, NJ Supreme Court Justice, and Susan Legay, Director of the Hunterdon County Board of Freeholders. So we've got a really great group of amazing women leaders coming out to help support the event and the cause. So that will, the panel discussion will run until about 7:30, and then from 7:30 to 8:30, we will be having a networking session, and that will kind of allow participants to talk one-on-one with the panelists and with some of the organizations that we have represented at the event, and just to list two of those, we have Girls on the Run, and then we also have BW Nice. Yep, and the event is free. There will be refreshments. The only thing is that we're filling up very quickly, and we have a limited space, so we are requiring RSVPs, and you can just do that by just going to our website, and we've got the emails listed on the bottom of the website, and you can just
send
us
an email. What is the website again? I'm going to pull it up.
Yeah, the website is njwomenleaders.com.
And you said that your brother had a little part in helping you guys get this web.
Yes. Yeah, my brother is a very good web designer. He has his own business, and he's been doing really great things. He's worked on really amazing websites, and he did the coding for that and did a lot of the design and made it look really cool and really fancy. And, you know, that's something that not a lot of startup organizations get the privilege of, having a really well put together website. So it was really nice that he did that for us.
Absolutely. Now tell us just, I want to know a little bit more about each of the women that you are working with, or the girls. You said Casey Gattner, Ashley Finkelstein.
Yeah.
Rachel.
And Rachel Griffin.
So tell us a little bit about each of these ladies.
Yeah, so I'll start with Rachel. She is a junior in high school. She is also very interested in politics. She's very involved. And one of the main things that that is really amazing about Rachel, she is very involved on like political campaigns. Even now, she's volunteering for a presidential campaign, and she's doing different, you know, campaigning through that, which is really cool. And then she also coaches 6th through 9th grade cheerleading as well. And then Casey Gantner, she is our class president.
Oh,
so
really?
She sits on, I believe it's the superintendent's president's student's cabinet, I believe it's called. So she is very involved in the school community itself, as well as outside of that, just the local community. And then Ashley Finkelstein as well is a really good community member and a community leader. And you know, she, like the rest of us, is interested in, you know, public affairs and politics and all that kind of stuff. And I think she's particularly interested in law as well, which is really cool as well. But, yeah, so they're all really great girls, and I'm really fortunate to be working with them. And, you know, they've helped us. You know, without them, we wouldn't have put this together. You know, we've all played such a good part in this.
That's so great, and it's nice that you recognize them. So tell us about you, as far as, like, now, what women do you look up to? Who are your favorite women that you are inspired by?
Yeah, so I'll be honest with you. I don't have any particular women that I look up to, but I think that just having the presence of women in politics, you know, even now, seeing Hillary Clinton in the news so much, you know, she's such a prominent woman leader, and just seeing her in the news has such a good impact, because it's something that says not only to me, but to tons of other young girls out there that, hey, you know, I can get there, I can do that. And I think that that's so important, is just having the presence of women, even if it's they don't necessarily agree with everything you agree with, or maybe they're not affiliated with the same party you're affiliated with, or maybe they're not even in the same field that you're in. But having them present in those leadership roles is what is so inspiring, and that if they can get there, you know, you can get there too.
Well, I think when I'm just listening to you and watching you and having this conversation, like, you don't seem to be kind of limited by anything. And do you think that where you are is different a little bit than some of the other friends that you have in school? Do you see where there's limitations that people feel like that women can't get anywhere, and that you just want to be an advocate for them?
I think one of the main, I guess, kind of differences that I've noticed is that I'm very interested in, you know, kind of looking at things from a global standpoint. And mm-hmm. I think that that is so important, because this women in leadership thing, this issue that we're having in society, is not an American thing. This mm-hmm. is not solely, you know, a problem in America and the rest of the world is fine. And we were talking about this, you know, America has it almost the best for women, but it's still a problem. But, you know, thinking about it globally, in that there are places in the world where women have no rights at all. And, you know, you have to start at home with everything that you do. And starting in just our community, this organization is strictly New Jersey, and it's in Hunterdon County. We have lots of local people coming, and we would love to expand this and make this a bigger thing. But, you know, we're starting here, and I think that that global way of thinking is so important. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely where I would like to take this organization.
And you are. And it is those waves. They start, and then they just start moving across.
Exactly.
And it is a global thing, and, you know, we appreciate what you're doing. So what about – it's already 3:53, if you could believe it. We have, like, 4 minutes left. So I wanted to ask you what else you'd like to speak about, if there's anything out there particular that you'd like to mention to everybody.
Yeah, just kind of to reiterate kind of what we've talked about, this event is so important, and it's so important specifically for young girls, to get young girls involved, and for them to, like what I was talking about, just see that women can go so far, and like, you can have women in these positions of leadership, and because that's how you're going to break down that glass ceiling. We can spend decades just pushing it higher and higher, but you're never going to break it down unless you start with the young girls and the young boys, before those gender stereotypes just engrave themselves in their minds. And that kind of plays to the attendance of this event. It's very important that we're urging men to come, you mm-hmm. know, because there have been studies that show that, you know, sometimes fathers have even more of an impact in their daughters than their mothers do.
Absolutely, I would think, and especially in this
especially for like academic and career achievements and what they're pushing themselves to achieve. So fathers, brothers, I mean, my brother's coming and, you know, it's going to be a really...
What's the name of his company, do you know? Or how does someone get in touch with him about the website?
Because it's so cool. Yeah, so the website is actually on the bottom of... on the bottom of our website, he has his little logo there. His website company, his web design is called Aloku LLC. He's really good at all that stuff. He does a lot of technology stuff, but especially the web design. His job right now, he's doing some really cool stuff and working on some really cool websites.
Love the way you love your brother. And I just want to thank him for doing the website, because I think that's a sign of awesomeness when, you know, like you say, you're encouraging family members, especially guys, fathers, and your brother's helping you make this initiative come true.
Exactly. Yeah, that just being involved and being there and being that supportive family member or friend or whatever it is so important. And that's because, you know, you change the way you act and you change your goals and aspirations depending on how the people outside of you are influencing you. So, you know, how your family acts or whatever might influence where you ultimately end up. So, you know, by father taking his daughters to something like this, you know, that's such a great way to inspire and encourage her to, you know, pursue these leadership positions.
And I'm going to presume your father is very, very much involved with your life too.
You
have a really great family.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the community and all the initiatives that you help as well. Two nonprofits. Amazing.
Yeah, they've definitely, everything that I've been involved in over the years, you know, my family, my friends, everybody has had such a huge impact. And the classes that I've taken, my teachers, all of that has definitely pursued or encouraged me to pursue this sort of stuff as well.
I just think it's so nice to have you in studio here. I know my business partner Colleen Kelly is out there. I know Hunterdon County Woman's watching you and posting for you. And I also want everybody to make sure you like the page, check it out. And I just want you to know, Emily, that even as special as your event is and everything else, for you to come in and give us kind of an update as to the students' perspective and how grounded and awesome you sound.
Thank you.
How purposeful and, you know, just really a leader of women and men. And so thank you for being here again. And I just want to remind everybody again, on the 25th of May, you can sign up. The former governor, state of New Jersey, Christine Todd Whitman, is going to be the keynote speaker. There's a tremendous lineup of talented women and leaders who are going to be at this event. And you can go to RSVP. Give the name of the website again.
Yeah, the name of the website is njwomenleaders.com. Check it out. It's really cool. Look at our pages. We've got all the information up there. The email, if you scroll to the bottom of the website, the email's there. Just send us an RSVP. And then also check out our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/njwomenleaders.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's the end of our show already. It's 3:57, right on time on May 11th. Again, Emily, thank you so much for coming here today.
Thank you for having me. Really,
and thank you to your colleagues at the school and to the group that you all have going on, New Jersey Women Leaders of Tomorrow.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. You guys have a great week. We're going to go to a rewind today. My guest has not been able to make it here from 4 to 5. So we'll be back next week. And in between now and then, thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
About half the people who voted for Democrat Bernie Sanders in the West Virginia primary say they'd vote for Republican Donald Trump in the general election before they'd vote for Hillary Clinton. Sanders defeating the former Secretary of State by double digits in West Virginia. Clinton still favored to win the Democratic nomination. Donald Trump compiles his list of possible running mates.
I would say that I have in mind 5 different people. I think they're excellent. I'll announce whoever it will be at the convention.
That's Trump speaking on Fox News' The O'Reilly Factor, refusing to say exactly which names are on his short list. Also looking forward to his upcoming meeting with Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, who has yet to formally endorse him.
He's a very good man. He wants what's good for the party, and I think we're going to have very positive results.
I'd
love, frankly, for him to stay and be chairman.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. Human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to ConstitutionMinute.com.
Comes as a busy time at the district. The school board is considering a school consolidation plan. This calls for the possible closing of Spruce Run School. The district's teachers and support staff are still working under an expired contract, and the Clinton Township Council is exploring bringing back a public vote on school budgets. The school board meeting will be held at the auditorium at the Clinton Township Middle School, and it happened on 7:30 last night. So there's a lot of interesting parts to this, which a little bit disconcerting. Number one, it's up for a school vote, but we don't know actually who it is. And we're scheduling a meet and greet, which implies that the vote is already kind of